Our thoughts this time of year, of course, are turned to Bethlehem, the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ as a babe in a manger. But why did he really come? Why did Jesus come to the earth? I'm sure he had other things he could have done. But why did he come? A lot of people have a lot of different answers. A lot of people would say, well, Jesus came to give us a great example, to be the great teacher. He was a great teacher like Muhammad and Confucius, and others have different answers. This morning, I'd like for us to look at what Jesus said through his word as to the reasons, or three reasons, why Jesus came to this planet. First, in John the 18th chapter, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, that is Jesus, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. What is truth? Pilate said in verse 38. What is truth? My son asked the same question. I say, John, you tell the truth. He says, what's the truth, Daddy? What is truth? Sometimes it's not easy for me to answer. What would you say? Well, it's not a lie. That's when you tell things like they are. But what is truth? Well, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, praying to the Father in John 17:17, he said, thy word is truth. What is truth? Well, truth is just what's true, isn't it? Truth is what's right. It's not what's wrong. It's not a lie. It's the truth. Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the truth. It says that God's word is the truth. And look at John chapter 14. Let's just read verse 7. If you had known me, Jesus said, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Let me remind you that Jesus did not say in these passages that he was the Father. He talked of himself and the Father as different personalities. However, he said, and if you'll just think about it, verse 7, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. What is he saying? He's saying that he is so exactly alike, the Father, that to have seen one is just as good as seeing the other. To watch Jesus in action, to witness the Son of Man on the earth in his activities, reveals just as much to us about God the Father as if the Father was on the earth face to face with you, involved in different activities. Why? Because they are exactly identical. There's no difference. Excuse me. Jesus said, for this purpose, To this end was I born, that I should bear witness unto the truth. What is truth? Or more accurately, who is truth? Who's the personification of truth? Who's the one through all eternity that's never lied, that's never deceived anyone? God. And the world did not know and still does not know what God is like. Jesus said this was a reason that he was born, so the world would know, so that you and I and every other creature on this planet would know what God was like. To bear witness unto the truth. To be a witness. Jesus came to be a witness. Every act he did, every step he took,